Welcome to the SideQuest Podcast. It is May the 4th. As you can tell, we are playing some May the 4th music. Star Wars, obviously, that's happening. Actually, what? May 6th? But we're recording this on May 4th. So, hello everyone. Welcome. We have Anna and Justin. Ooh, and I just threw something across the room. All right, how's it going, guys?
Not nearly as good as it's going for you.
Off to a good start.
Well, we had a Star Wars intro. Are you guys excited? Well, are you happy?
I'm super excited. Obviously, Rootin' Tootin' Weikert can't be here tonight. He's off gallivanting in Texas. Probably riding a stair or something like that. Who knows?
He's lost in the desert. He has no water.
He's Humbleweed Weikert.
He's walking around. Hey, folks, you got some water?
Goodness.
Yeah, but we got a cool show tonight. We're obviously going to be talking about Star Wars, a lot of stuff since May the 4th. But before we get into the Star Wars shenanigans, I want to start our first main quest, which is Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange, which comes out today that this episode is dropping, and we are gonna go see it on Saturday, correct? I think. Hopefully, Anna, are the tickets purchased?
Tickets are purchased.
All right. So, Justin, what are your what are your thoughts? What are your predictions? Let's talk some Doctor Strange. What's gonna happen? I know you're probably excited about possible mutants. Why don't you give us a little Justin insight into what's going to happen on Saturday.
Let's open the door to the multiverse of my mind. I'm excited. And I say that, so audience, if you've seen the movie, if congrats, like tweet at us, let us know what your thoughts were, if you were spoiled or if you weren't spoiled. And if you're trying to avoid any possible spoilers, maybe don't listen, stop subscribing. We don't want you anyways. But I've seen there's been a lot of like the red carpet photos that came out that showed Patrick Stewart attending the premiere was kind of like massive. Like, I don't think that they're hiding the fact that he's in it anymore. Like, they're just kind of leaning into it, it seems. But I read there was a tweet that somebody tweeted the other day, and it really made me think, and I shared this with Anna after I read it, but I didn't like the first Doctor Strange movie. I did not think it was a strong film.
Really?
And the person, after seeing the premiere of Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, said, this movie establishes one thing, that Doctor Strange cannot carry a solo film. And I was kind of like, okay, that's interesting. That's an interesting take. What could that possibly mean with the 7,000 cameos that we're supposed to be getting?
And we're supposed to be getting quite a few, I think. I'm honestly more excited for this than the newest Spider-Man, which I was super pumped about, but I don't know why I'm excited about this one. Maybe because we're getting more Wanda as Scarlet Witch, who is one of my favorite characters, the more magic aspect of it. It seems like we're going to get all these crazy universes colliding. I have no idea, but I just, for some reason, I'm very excited about this one.
And I am too. Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm not excited about it. I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna get a thing of popcorn, and I'm gonna eat and watch the movie, and it's gonna be, my prediction is I'm gonna walk out of the theater and say it's an 8 out of 10.
Okay. All right. Anna, what about you?
I'm excited to see it. I think there's a lot we're going to find out and learn from this movie. It's kind of like the start of a new Marvel, like, I don't want to say era, but like, it brings us to the next level. After Endgame, we've kind of been like tying up loose ends, and now it's like, all right, here you go. Here's how it's going to be. And I'm excited to see how the X-Men are going to play into it.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the X-Men. I'm sure Justin more so than us. I just, you know, we've talked about this on other episodes. I just have no idea how they're going to bring the X-Men into this. I they can't bring Patrick Stewart in like, all right, here's Xavier, and now he's going to do 20 more movies. I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to use the damn X-Men? How long have they owned them now for?
It's been a few years. I feel like what they did with Loki and what they did with the Disney Plus shows really sets the table for them to be able to do whatever the hell that they want. And I think, like, from like a creative standpoint, if they did something along the lines of the mutants exist in a different universe, there's some massive problem that we see emerge in Doctor Strange 2. We know we get the Illuminati. So this is a group that has the smartest minds in the Marvel comic universe coming together to solve problems. And they are the ones that are responsible for sending Hulk off Earth to create the Planet Hulk comic series. So they're like, Hulk is a problem, let's boot his ass out of here. But so, like, it just, if there, maybe we get this like big bad threat looming that they're like Xavier, you need to bring your boys and your gals and your monsters and your mutants to this universe to help us, because last time we tried to do it on our own, Thanos snapped half of existence out of.
That's a pretty good theory.
Well, thank you.
I have no idea. I'm very excited. I'm very pumped for it. I have no idea. Maybe they're going to collide universes together. I don't know. But I'm pretty excited.
Pre-predict, also, what do you both think that you are going to walk out of the theater rating this movie? And then maybe next week's episode we actually share with the audience what we thought we would think and then what we did think.
I think I'll give it, I think I'm going to stick with you as well, and an 8. I think that's what we'll get.
I'll go with a 7.5 just to be different, but that's, you know, I don't know where it'll fall. My favorite one is still the Avengers, so like, it's gonna be hard to beat for that, but I want it to be an actual good movie. I don't want it just to be like, here's this and here's this and here's this, and it's exciting. So hopefully it's a quality movie as well.
Yeah, well, time will tell, and we'll check in with all of you next week after we see it. Hopefully Eric gets to see it down in Texas. Maybe just sits on a donkey and watches it or something.
Hey, burro.
I really have no idea, but we're going to switch to our one of our first little side quests, a death battle. So let's go ahead and get that started.
Get over here! Flawless victory.
All right. So tonight's death battle is the Battle of the Bounty Hunters. In lieu of May the 4th, we are going to have some bounty hunters going up against each other. Anna, you wanna tell the roster to the audience and who is about to beat the shit out of each other?
Okay, so we've got Boba Fett, Mando, and Bosk.
And if anyone doesn't know who Bosk is, go ahead.
He probably has about like 2 seconds of screen time in the movies. He's a reptilian. What is he? A Trandoshan? I don't know how you say it, I guess, but
I think he shows up in the comic quite a bit.
Yeah, he's more in the comics than the
That word.
He's in the comics and he's in the video games more than the movie.
There was also the robot bounty hunter, which I want to throw in here now too, because I just remembered him. IG-11 from Mandalorian. I don't know if you guys remember him.
Yeah.
He was also in, I think, the original trilogy as well. You just saw him for a minute, like Bosk. But IG actually got some more screen time and character development. I know Bosk has more character development in some of the video games and some of the comics and the books. But let's pit these four up against each other. And Death Rage, they're here to kill each other. Who's winning? Justin, go first.
This is tough. I don't know much about the robot, I forget what his name was, but he was pretty powerful in the show, and he was really crafty. But I feel that this is such a hard death battle.
This is a tough one. They're all pretty evenly matched.
They are evenly matched, and I want to come up with a good scenario for how this goes down. So I imagine they're in the cantina, and they're all sitting at different tables, and Bossk bashes into Mando and knocks over his drink. So Mando turns around, and he gets in Bossk's face. But Bossk, I think, he's pretty badass, man. He's underrated. Like, he's ready to rip people's arms off. So he clocks Mando right off the bat, just punches him. That pisses Mando off, and he pulls out a gun, and he goes after Bossk. Meanwhile, Boba Fett is kind of like, I need to get up. This is trouble. I need to be in trouble with these guys. So he flies on over, and the robot sees this too, and he's like, beep, boop, bop, beep, boop, bop, boop, bop, Bennett. And he starts just firing off shit at them. So now we've got like a Mexican standoff where they're all just firing at each other, and I think everybody dies. I don't think there's a winner. I think everybody's dead.
Well, thank you for that story. I kind of want to read this comic or this television episode if it ever comes out of all four of them in a bar. Just this whole series of horrible events happen. I'm kind of scared for the bystanders in this thing because their arsenals are quite large.
Everybody's dead.
So you're voting for it's just a stalemate. They all die.
They're all dead.
And, all right, Anna.
And their funerals are well attended. And, you know, condolences to their families.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, because everyone loves bounty hunters so much, they're going to come pay their respects.
The whole republic comes out. We bow to you.
And no bounty was collected.
What's your
story?
What's going on? How are they doing it?
I don't know how I'm going to beat Justin's scenario, but here we go. We've got Bossk, who is a great fighter, and he's a natural. I mean, he's got natural instincts. You know, he doesn't even need a weapon. So he's got that going for him. He's got grenades. I think he's in good shape. So then there's Boba Fett, who, before the TV show, embarrassingly died very easily. So we thought. So I don't know. He might pull one out at the end. Mando has a little green friend that could help him out. So, you know, it's like a duo there.
Grogu there. Well, yeah, that really changes the
outcome. That's a good point.
And his dark saber, though he hurts himself more with that than other people.
True. So, and then IG-11, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Got a gun, right? And
guns. He's like a Grievous, but with guns.
So he's pretty awesome. So I'm going to go with... His boss gets a couple limbs blown off, but in his battle, he manages to take down Boba Fett, because he's tired of Boba Fett being the everyone's favorite bounty hunter, so he has a lot of rage in him. And then Mando and Grogu come into battle, and that big thing, what was that big thing called from the last episode of the Boba Fett TV show?
Rancor?
That rode into town.
Yeah. It was a giant Rancor.
It just... Rancor just crashes through everything, stomps on IG-11, so he's dead. But before he gets stomped on, his gun goes off and it ricochets and shoots Boba Fett, so Mando wins by default.
Two for Mando, since in Justin's they all died, so they all kind of won.
They all get a point.
And one for Mando. Yeah, this is a real tough one. You know, I agree that Bossk has more of the physical feats, but I also don't think he's as strong as, say, someone like Chewbacca, so I think he's going down first. He also just doesn't have Mandalorian armor like Boba Fett or Mando do, and IG-11 has, I remember from Mando's episode, he was just getting shot and everything just bounced off of him. He's then going to be the next biggest problem if he's at a distance, because he's just nuking them with fire and shots and they can't get close to him. But again, they also have their armor. When it does hit them, they kind of stumble a bit. So once they get close to him, at least Mando, he can take the Darksaber and basically cut him in half. And that leaves now Boba and Mando. And that's where it gets tricky. And that's the tough one. I think they're even. I think they're evenly matched. And it's just who gets off the shot faster, who just finds a little bit better cover than the other one. I mean, they both have the jetpack rocket. They both have flamethrowers. They both have Mandalorian armor. They both have a pistol. They have the disintegrator. I don't know if the disintegrator would actually disintegrate the armor that they have. I don't think we've ever seen that. I know they disintegrate like Jawas, which was awesome when we saw that. And then, yeah, I mean, Boba does have the Rancor. He seems a little bit better at flying. So if he can get airborne, I think that gives him more of an advantage. I don't know. I'm going to put a draw on those two. I really don't know. So the other two are dead, and then it's Mando and Boba. So that's technically one for Mando. So it seems like Mando is the overall champion.
He is the champion, but I feel like we've got somebody in the audience that knows some knowledge that they can drop on us to give a slight edge to one over the other. So listen, if you have some insight, share it with us. Let us know. Call Eric at his home.
Please, hey, yes. Go to Eric's house, argue with him, stand on his front lawn, do whatever it takes. Dress up as Boba Fett if you want. Make it real creepy that way. I'm sure, you know, Eric loves that type of thing. Mm-hmm. He especially loves very uncomfortable encounters. So good luck to you, and let us know in Instagram or any of our social who you guys think and why. Give us some of the feats, because that was a tough one. That was one of our harder death battles. But all right, moving on to our next main quest. We are talking May the 4th. We're talking Star Wars, all things Star Wars. It is, I think between Anne and I, it's one of our favorite franchises. If Justin, it's always up in the air of where Star Wars ranks with you. I know it's within your top three, but I sometimes feel X-Men kind of inches out a little bit more. But we're talking May the 4th. So are you guys excited about today? Did you watch the new Obi-Wan trailer? Were you excited about Hayden Christensen? Are you excited about the future of Star Wars? I mean, what's going on? What are you watching tonight? Are you going to watch one of the original movies? If you are, which one is it? Let's talk Star Wars.
So many questions. So yeah. I say let's first dive into the trailer.
Yeah.
Because I literally, before we jumped on here, watched it, and I meant to watch it earlier in the day and completely forgot. So Anna has seen it at least two times.
Yep.
And I want to I'm going to pass her the baton and say, because I think she's got a lot of good insight into there. So let's have our guest speak on it.
Oh man, there's a lot to take in from that tiny little trailer.
Such a tiny little trailer.
Lots packed in there. Tiny little trailer. Where to start? We've got Uncle Owen thrown into the mix. You see a whole,
which look cool.
A whole new angle than you ever thought you'd see of him, you know, besides just a skeleton.
Okay.
And his interactions with Obi-Wan and who doesn't love Ewan McGregor? So this is going to be great. He might be encountering Darth Vader. We've got that. But this movie takes place 10 years after, or this show takes place 10 years after episode 3, right?
Yeah, I think somewhere around there. Luke looked pretty young.
Yeah, so Luke's about to be training, and as Uncle Owen points out, that went so well with his father, so lots going into it.
The Inquisitors look pretty interesting. I think this is the first time, if people don't watch the Clone Wars or Rebels, or if people didn't read the books or play the games, that we're actually going to see live-action Inquisitors, which I'm kind of stoked about, because we've just never seen them live. I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts on them? Do you know about them? Are you?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't. So explain to our audience and to Claudia who the Inquisitors are, just for their sake, not for mine. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, after the fall of the Republic and the Empire took over, they obviously crushed the Jedi Order. And so Palpatine wanted to create basically a new Sith Order. And so he trained Force-sensitive younglings. I don't know if he would call it that, as Inquisitors. And he only did it with the human race because, obviously, the Empire was very against alien races, since the Separatists were all majority aliens and stuff. So they're human, Force-sensitive, and trained to be on the dark side, who are Palpatine's, elite Inquisitors that do other stuff, because Vader's only one guy, and the galaxy's a big place. So you have to have a lot of other help. Even the Emperor can't do it all himself. So that's who the Inquisitors are. They're pretty badass. They're lethal. They're evil. They're Sith. They use all dark side sorts of tricks, and little goops and little grips. So it'll be really, really cool to see them fight. I'm sure they're going to, Obi-Wan will fight probably multiple at once, since I think Obi-Wan's one of the greatest duelists that there was. I mean, he's the only one who can go toe-to-toe with Vader and Anakin outside of, like, Ahsoka. So I'm sure we're going to get some pretty badass fight scenes or lightsaber scenes. So those are the Inquisitors, and that's kind of why I'm excited about them. And their costume designs are pretty interesting. And the one dude's, like, pale white because he's just so corrupted by the dark side that their skin starts to change and all that, because with the Sith, the physical features start to get contorted and things. So we're actually going to see that, because you only really see it in Palpatine. And that's
interesting.
Those are the Inquisitors, so hopefully maybe you'll be a little bit more excited about them. But I think the trailer looks awesome. It's just Ewan McGregor looks like he's having a blast, and you see all his little Instagram posts where he's pretending that he's at a store and he's opening elevators with his hand, and people have caught him doing this on multiple occasions. So it seems like he really enjoys it. The fans really want this. I'm very, very excited. And I think it comes out this month, right?
May 27th?
Yeah. I can safely say that Obi-Wan will not be dead at the end of the series.
Okay.
Or else they can undo
the new movie. There would be no original trilogy.
What if, two questions. What if there's the death battle between Obi-Wan? We know what happens when he fights Darth Vader, but let's throw Hulk Hogan in the mix. Do they get leg dropped, or does his legs get cut off?
Can he even get close to them?
I don't know. I mean, this is Hulk Hogan.
I mean, he could just start, "Hey, brother," and start saying all this weird stuff that they're just in shock, looking at this greased up man.
I think he would burst into the room and say, "Hey, brother," and Obi-Wan would be, like, sitting down watching TV, like, casually holding his lightsaber, and he'd be so surprised, he'd turn around and it would turn on and just stick right through Hulk Hogan's chest.
You know, you brought up a great little side quest. Does Star Wars, do they have TVs? Do they have cable? I don't think I've ever... Anytime you see Star Wars on, I don't think you ever see them watching anything.
There's a TV show they need to make. What are they doing their downtime?
What is Obi-Wan doing all day? Why he's just watching over Luke? I mean, is he doing drugs? Is he having prostitutes over? Is he watching TV? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What does Vader do in the tank all day?
When they get hungry, is there Star Wars fast food where Obi-Wan, he's just like, pizza, please, and then he cuts it with his lightsaber?
Or do they just grub like Yoda?
These are details that we need to know.
Yeah, they have a lot of exploring to do with that still.
Well, you know, I guess we need to get Favreau on the phone. Favreau, we know you're listening. We're excited. Please let us know what the Star Wars characters are doing on their downtime, because I don't know.
In a few years, they'll run out of ideas and they'll start making those shows.
Well, here's another one. Plumbing. What's plumbing like? Do they have outhouses? Are they just pooping in the ground and burying it? Do they poop?
Maybe in the future that's not a problem anymore. It depends on if they have the fast food too, because they'd need better plumbing. And
or you could just do the J.K. Rowling retconning where before bathrooms they would just magic it away. It would literally students walking around shitting themselves and vroom, vroom, magic it away. So maybe they're using the Force and moving it. I don't know.
Hopefully they're good with the Force, because you can imagine just learning it and you just do it wrong and you've soiled yourself and you're out of luck.
Oops, it went into my mouth. Gosh, I hated that I said that.
Oh, right. Well,
I do have a second side question, and this is mostly for Jeff and then Anna, because Jeff, I know you're super educated on the topic of Star Wars lore, but the Inquisitors versus the Knights of Ren. Who wins that battle?
Knights of Ren get clobbered.
Okay. I
think it would only take one head Inquisitor to take down the Knights of Ren single-handedly. It would go down so bad, just like the new movies were.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, that's Obi-Wan. We're excited about it. We're super pumped. Let us know what you think about Obi-Wan. Is there any other things in the Star Wars that are coming out? I know there's some new books. I know you guys aren't really into that. Ubisoft announced that they're going to make an open-world RPG Star Wars game. These are the ones that made Assassin's Creed, and I know you've played Assassin's Creed. I've played Assassin's Creed. Have you heard anything about this game? Do you think Ubisoft can do it? Obviously, they're known for their open-world RPGs. Are you going to be a Jedi? Are you going to be a bounty hunter? Any thoughts on the new game?
I'm a big RPG fan. I'm a big Star Wars fan. So it sounds like a great idea. I know it's something people always want. Like, give us our favorite characters. Let us play as them. You know, let us be them. Like, we kind of got a taste of that in, the Battlefront games, where you get to play as a hero or a villain. So it could be pretty cool, although they've made some games that didn't turn out as well as you would have hoped. But if they do it right, if it is an Assassin's Creed game, I mean, that gives you,
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Which one?
Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. That was the most recent one.
I think that's the one I tried to play, yes, and didn't make it very far.
Really? What happened?
I don't know. I just lost interest.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. It's been a while.
Was that the flying one or the other one?
No, it's the other one.
It's the studio that did God of War and everything.
Yeah, that game sucked.
I thought it was a great game, but...
And I kept dying at like the same spot. Yeah, I think that is where I stopped, where I couldn't make that jump, and I just never went back.
Yeah, I think they were also trying to make it a bit like Dark Souls, where it was a little bit more difficult than usual. But that's kind of what the realm of those new God of War games, and it seems like everything's going the Souls route, which I'm not too keen on, as I'm playing Elden Ring, and it is frustrating, is probably the best word I can describe that game as. So I don't think we need a Star Wars one doing that. I have some trivia, Star Wars trivia questions.
Oh boy.
For you two, and I want to see on how well you do. And they're probably quite easy. I'm not going to do, you know, some of them like, what is the invisible power that they use? Oh, well, you know, that's the Force. But we'll give a couple of these a go, and then see how you do. So you guys game for a little Star Wars trivia?
Let's do it.
Choo-pa-choo.
All right.
That means yes.
We'll start easy. What is the name of Yoda's home planet?
Earth. Boston. Oh, sorry. Earth. What is Earth?
Earth?
Yes. In the form question in Will Smith's voice from Independence Day.
Okay.
So that means you don't know the answer then? Are we competing against each other? Oh, okay. So Dagobah.
Anna, I remember is that correct now. With that.
Not Earth.
Let's try another one that's definitely not Earth. What is the name of the Wookiee's homeworld?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
There's a lot of woods.
I know it was filmed in the Redwood Forest.
I can't remember what it's called. I can picture it.
Yeah, it was in Battlefront, too. You could play on that planet.
Yeah, with the little trees you would... Yep. Climb up. Yeah.
Parks and Rec. Are we in Plank from George Lucas's?
Kashyyyk.
There you go, Kashyyyk. Congratulations.
I took Parks and Rec to get my mind going.
next one. Who built C-3PO? Should be kind of.
Luke.
Anakin? Oh.
Oh, Justin.
Yep, that's what I meant.
Anakin.
I was like a little kid, yeah. Duh.
Two-turn comeback special.
How old is Yoda when he dies?
Oh, that's easy. 69. Oh, geez.
I don't know. Like 500?
900.
69.
I
remembered it was like 800. I was always like, it was up there because they lived for like 1,000 years, their race.
Oof.
But yeah, 900 long years.
It's a good one. Methuselah.
Okay, here's a tricky one. In the original series, who kissed Princess Leia first? Han Solo or Luke Skywalker?
Kiss?
Yeah, who got the kiss with Leia first?
Is it not Luke?
It is not.
Well, It's a trick question because it was Billy Dee Williams.
Okay.
In her trailer.
And didn't film that part.
No, they filmed it. You just have to dig to find it.
It was Han Solo. Now I'm going to get a little bit deeper, and I wonder. I think Anna will know this one, but you know, we'll go ahead and give it a shot. What is the rule of two?
Well, you had too much hope in me. Rule of two.
It's a rule of two. What the Sith follow, not the Jedi.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
That doesn't even make sense.
But okay. I said it. No, actually, the rule of two is there's always an apprentice and a master.
Yeah, only two Sith lords at a time. That's it.
I actually knew that one.
Okay. Who is the commander of the Death Star?
That one guy with the cheekbones.
With the cheekbones and the nose, and he had the two eyes.
and a body full of skin.
Tarkin.
Tarkin, yeah. Grand Moff.
There it is.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Gosh. We are, you're doing well, Anne. I think I still only have 1 point.
Well, you got, I think you got one right.
You got two. You got Anakin and you got Rule of Two.
Yeah, but to be fair, I incorrectly answered it first, and then I remembered it after I gave a bullshit answer.
What species is Jabba?
A hut?
Yes!
I was like, is it that simple?
It is what you would think. Like, wait a minute, his name's Jabba the Hutt. What the hell species he is? But yeah, they are huts. But and here's another race species question. What alien race is Admiral Arkbark?
Oh gosh.
Lobster.
Kind of does look like a lobster. I don't know.
There are ships even named after them.
The Nebuchadnezzar.
Which kind of sounds like calamari.
Did you say Don?
I don't remember.
Mon Calamari.
Oh, really? Huh.
That's their race. Kind of cool one.
Today I learned.
So that means, like, if E and Eric... we launched a ship into space for intergalactic war, our spaceship would be named Human?
I guess. This is the Grand Fleet Human.
And we would just be waving out the window, hi, folks.
Eric's standing there with his hand on his hip, his left hand up, just tilting his head down. Hey, folks! It's kind of like in Guardians when Kurt Russell's just flying by and he's just waving.
He's just doing dad stuff. Someone's mowing the lawn on the ship.
See Justin just drinking a cocktail, having a little whiskey, just staring straight out with his big beard. And then Eric just got his hand up. Hey, folks! As they just fly by TIE fighters. I don't know why that's...
On the Human.
On their grand human starship.
And then you're reminded that the 70s were quite a time when you hear tidbits like that.
They were. All right, I got three left. Let's see if you guys can get this one. Where can you find the hidden rebel base?
Trick question. It's hidden, so you can't.
That was awesome.
You don't know.
Up your button around the corner.
Oh, that's a good answer, too. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yavin? It was the moon. And it was in the little forest or wherever.
Good questions, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Let's see. Let's pick two more. What is the name of Han Solo's ship? I need to help Justin here.
Yeah, you want me to let you answer this one?
It's the Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh my god.
And it takes you to Eden or whatever, where you have a cave party. And
okay, Anna, you want to go ahead and answer it for
him? It's a piece of junk, that's what it is.
It is.
The Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon. Here's a tougher one. What arm did Count Dooku cut off Anakin? His left or his right?
Left?
I was going to say left as well.
It was his right.
All right, well, we suck.
And the final question, this is a tough one, but we got to end it on a bang. Who created Star Wars?
Mm-hmm. That's an easy one. Clint Howard.
George Lucas is the most dad of all dads.
I have a feeling him and Eric would get along really well.
They both have their white New Balances on.
Yeah, just walking around. Yeah. And just waving by as people walk by. I love their videos because George Lucas lives in Chicago because his wife's from here, and they live over on Lakeshore Drive. And there's videos now in the summer of people just, you know, because now there's so many vloggers and all that. You're just walking down Michigan Avenue and you just see people with their cameras. It's very weird. But now there's just random sightings of George Lucas. So as someone's vlogging, there was at a time on the Chicago subreddit where people would insert the Star Wars noise as Lucas walks by and then just end the music as he left the frame. And he looks like the biggest dad. He's just wearing his plaid shirt, his jeans, his little white high tops. And he's just walking around, just walking into like a store or getting ice cream. And they just play the Star Wars music. And then it just cuts off. They're fantastic.
That's great. Just being a dad.
Side quest.
Side quest.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Ready for this one?
I'm ready. Give it to me.
So you're Jeff. You're Jeffrey B. Vitamin. You're Anna B. DeSandro. I'm Justin B. DeSandro. It's 20 years from now, and you're a famous person. You're walking down the street. What theme song music is somebody playing while filming you?
You know, I kind of would be like Star-Lord. I'd have some badass 80s song, something from Guardians playing, I think.
Mm.
I'm sure what we think should be playing is very different than what people actually would play. But if I had my way, probably like the Jurassic Park theme song. Mm-hmm. Like just the most majestic, the whole like 8 minutes plays every time.
And it just lingers on you walking away. You keep looking over your shoulder like, yeah. I would go with We Built This City on Rock and Roll. Oh, every time I walked into a room, somebody said, here he comes.
You know, just I just heard that song today because I've been playing a little bit of the Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy game on Game Pass. I don't know if you guys have downloaded it yet. But the soundtrack is obviously fantastic. And when you're walking around the ship, you can like change the music or it'll just play randomly. And it was playing We Built This City on Rock and Roll. And I was good like, stuff. I think Justin should play this just for the music.
It's probably worth it, yeah.
Love it.
You know, we also have some fun guests that come on. Tommy, which obviously would have a wrestling song. I think he does. I think Tommy actually does have a song, because when he used to wrestle, he would come out to a song. We'll have to ask him what that is. And then for our friend Dave, which Ann and I have talked about this in the past, from the horror movie Hereditary, it's a song called Reborn, and it's chilling and awful. And Anna, I don't know if you remember when I sent you that sound
track. Yeah, and I played it late at night in the dark.
Yeah, so, Dave, if you're listening, you can go ahead and check that sound out. And that's what we think that would be a great theme song for you.
Well, now it's out.
Now it's out. And yeah, I really don't know with me. I think it'd be something from like the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Those are always cool songs. And Justin picked one himself.
Oh, yeah.
But just for the sake of it, it'd just be the intro to Star Wars right now. That's just every time I walk out of a building, it just starts.
And text starts scrolling on top of you.
Yeah, just over me, and then as the text goes, the camera pans up from me, and there's just a Star Destroyer in the sky, and everyone's freaking out. And
it was Tuesday morning, and Jeff was hungry, so he wanted a breakfast burrito. But aghast, a rookie was there selling the breakfast burrito and ripped his arms off.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, well, I want to move to our final last segment before we wrap things up. And to stay in with the theme of May the 4th and Star Wars Day, we are going to head over to Retro Game. So let's get that started here.
Let's-a-go!
Let's-a-go! So I want to go back in time, and you know, this is back with the PlayStation, the Nintendo 64, and for some cases with us, Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo, some of our favorite Star Wars retro games, because we haven't had a lot lately since they're somehow incapable of making many at the moment. But back when we were kids, they sure as hell were popping out Star Wars games every few months. So, Justin, let's start with you. Some memorable Star Wars games that you remember playing on the NES or on the 64 or on the PlayStation. Any come to mind? Any that were like, holy shit, we played the hell out of that?
No. Honestly, like, I wasn't into the Star Wars games until much later in life when I was introduced to Battlefront. Okay. And I just, there was the one on Super Nintendo that I did play. And it was very difficult.
Is that the one we always have?
And I never made it very far. Try to play at a bonfire? Not that one. Maybe it was NES. I don't remember. I remember playing it in college, though. And you start off as Luke, and you're in Hoth.
Oh, yeah, that was on the original. That's one of my fondest ones, because when we visited my dad at his office, he had a little TV, and he had an NES there. And he had Star Wars. Yeah, it was just called Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. Yeah, that game was very difficult.
Really difficult. And you'd have to go around the AT-ATs, and then if you got past that part, the difficulty then spiked even worse. Mm. And yeah, I remember, it was a fun game though, and you got to hold the lightsaber like on the first level. I mean, how cool is that?
You come right out in the snow with the saber, and you're just like, let's do this.
Yeah, and it's got the, you know, creepy, not again, old Ben, use the force, Luke, in the weird 8-bit noise. It just kind of sounded like muffled. But we knew what it meant. And he got to ride a tom-tom, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the extent of my Star Wars. I didn't really dive into much of the game, so sorry.
And, well, you also like Battlefront, you said.
Yeah, those are always really fun. Like, and even the newest one was a blast to play, just going into like the multiplayer map mode and heroes versus villains, and picking the bounty hunt. Bossk was always my pick for, like, when you were doing that one. Like, he was just so good, leaving a toxic trail behind him, and then the enemy was like, ooh, so stinky.
Okay. I forgot about that in the battle we did.
Oh, yeah.
I could have mentioned the stink bomb thing.
I didn't even know you had a stink bomb, but I'm going to have to go Google that. Anna, what about you? What are some of your Star Wars retro-y game memories?
So I didn't really play like the NES ones. The earliest one I remember playing is the Pod Racer game on 64.
Which was awesome.
Which we still play. But that was fun, and going back and playing it now is very difficult because of how advanced games are these days. But I also really like the Battlefront games. The first and second ones were just what got me into, like, they were like one of the first games I would play on Xbox. So, fond memories.
Really quick, there was the Pod Racer game had an arcade cabinet version where you got to sit on a Pod Racer, right?
It did.
You'd go to the movie theater.
And it was, you had to wait in line to even get on that bad boy.
Yeah, I remember.
And you had
that.
The controllers on the left and right, and you had to steer it like that, like you were literally a Pod Racer.
Yeah.
If I see one, I'll always play it because it's still cool as hell. It is, yeah, it's a badass arcade. Let me see. So some of mine, you know, I also, like you guys, I didn't play many on the NES. Again, 64 was more my thing. But what I did start my Star Wars video game journey was basically, it was on the computer, because my older brother would always build computers when, back in the day, not a lot of my friends or whatever had computers. We kind of lucked out that way with Brandon, who was just, you know, Mr. Computer crazy. So I started with Dark Forces. I don't know if you guys remember that or if you even know what that is.
Mm-mm. No.
And it was a first-person shooter, and you didn't even play as a Jedi. And you would have to, you know, kill stormtroopers and all these other horrible machines and stuff. It was actually kind of a scary game, but man, I played the hell out of that. And there were secret doors, and you got to go to Jabba's palace. And if you fell in the water, the weird, creepy thing that was in A New Hope in the garbage disposal would eat you. And there's rancors, and it was a really cool game that kind of started it. And then when I got the 64, you know, I played I think pretty much any Star Wars game that came out, or at least tried it. I remember they made a Star Wars like Mario Kart. I don't know if you guys remember that, but there was a Star Wars one, and their heads were huge.
I do not remember that.
Yeah, they had
that. That was awesome.
And PlayStation had a lot of good ones. They had Jedi Power Battles, which our friend Zach and I, oh my god, we play that every time I go over. And we just beat it over and over and over again, try to get unlock the new Jedi or the Sith that you could be. That was a really great game. Obviously, the newest one that came out, Fallen Order, I liked. I know you guys didn't play it much, but yeah, there were so many. There was also one, Shadows of the Empire, that, oh my god, that game was fucking awful on the 64. It was hard to control, and I could never beat the first level, and I hated it. But I heard it had like a cool story, and it was unique. It wasn't following the original series or anything. And then I think there was one other one, I'm trying to remember, where you played. Yeah, it was called The Force Awakens. I don't know if you guys remember that.
No.
What was that one from?
Or The Force Unlimited. Unleashed, sorry. Jeez, I can't say it. That was on like the original Xbox, and that really let you play as a badass Jedi. That was really cool, because everything before then was Jedi Knight Academy, which was on the PC, which I played the hell out of. That was really great. You guys should just play that just to like try it out. It's like $5. You can get it on Steam. And then I think my favorite is, you know, will always be Knights of the Old Republic, which I don't know why you guys haven't played that. Especially you, Anna, who has played Mass Effect. I mean, it follows the same thing. It's the same company. It's what they did before Mass Effect. And it's that great storytelling, and it's what a lot of people hope that the new movie with Watiti or whatever his name is making, that it's all about the Old Republic, which was 10,000 years before we saw anything in the movies. And I highly... You can even download it on your iPad. I mean, come on.
I know. I'm a bad Star Wars fan.
It is a classic. It's really good. It's probably my favorite. But yeah, those are some of mine. Did you guys ever play the Lego Star Wars games?
Yeah, we did. I did.
No, I played them too. I think we played it together.
Oh yeah, because you could do that.
Those were fun.
And they came out with the new one. It just came out, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. And it's everything. My older brother got it, my niece, and they've been having a blast with it. I've been really wanting to pick it up. I'm like $60. I don't know if it's worth $60, but definitely will pick it up at some point. It's just one of those casual, and it's got split screen, so you guys could play it together at home.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. A lot of games don't do that anymore.
No, but they're starting to. There's some independent companies are coming out with stuff like that. And I know the Switch is still, Nintendo's still really couch co-op play is it's bread and butter. So Nintendo definitely has that. But yeah, for Xbox and PlayStation, not much anymore. We'd have to all just bring our Xboxes over with TVs. And then that would be the only way to do it. Which actually kind of sounds like a fun night or a fun weekend.
Have everyone on a different room.
Yeah, remember the old LAN parties? Oh boy.
Yep.
You just connect your Xboxes together with like an Ethernet cable.
Those things weighed like 50 pounds each.
Oh god, it was awesome though. It was so much fun. Those were such such fun sleepovers and stuff. Well, I think I think we're about out of time here, but Anna, thanks for filling in for old Eric. Old Mr. Eric.
Tough shoes to fill, but thanks for having me.
Yeah. It's always fun talking Star Wars with you guys. And really excited to see Multiverse of Madness. Justin and I will give our thoughts, right? I think next week, as long as
we will.
As Eric saw it, I'm sure he will. There's no way he's gonna not see that, even if he's out there. And we'll fill you guys in on that. But how do we want to end? How do we want to end our May the 4th?
I think we typically make the guest do the noise.
We do.
But I want to do this a little bit differently, and maybe the guest picks a noise that she wants to hear us do.
Okay.
Oh, boy. That's just as difficult. Let me think for a second. Okay, let's just do our best Obi-Wan voice, quote, whatever you want to do.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Burp. I'll have the burrito with extra cheese.
Hello there.
Oh, hello. Hello there. All right, everyone. Well, thank you. May the 4th be with you.